producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pal from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham in the wings. Justin, interesting today what Clinton had to say, that Nouri al-Maliki shouldn't be the person leading Iraq. Isn't that, you know, here she was the Secretary of State and she lived through that whole thing. And now it's one of the things that I've been saying on the air for a long time, because if you remember at one point he said he didn't even want it the second time around. So I would imagine some people are talking about that.
You know, they certainly are, and that's sort of an odd statement to make. But it sort of rings true with some of the frustrations that the administration has had with the Maliki government. You know, one of the big ones, of course, is that his sort of actions have led to the situation right now. You know, the U.S. government was, of course, trying to urge Maliki to be more open to the Sunni majority, the Sunni minority, rather, within his country, who were essentially locked out of the system that he had set up. You know, initially when the U.S. was around, he sort of played lip service to that idea, did some sort of symbolic gestures, but since the U.S. had left, had taken on a much more hardline approach, and as a result ended up sort of fanning a lot of these partisan flames that are now really threatening his government at large.
And so speaking of that threat, you got a lot of people pressing for some sort of action in Iraq. Some key Democrats are in the mix here, too. What do you make of the conversation on the Hill? What are the things that you're hearing?
Well, that's a very good question. Republicans, of course, are demanding swift and immediate action. There are, of course, a number of people who are trying to make the argument that Obama's decision to remove troops in 2011 was, in fact, a mistake. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was one of the loudest voices from that camp today. And tomorrow, the president is going to be meeting with congressional leaders, you know, and from both the House and Senate to try to move forward with a sort of plan. Yesterday, of course, the National Security Council ended up holding a meeting, and we, you know, have not yet heard what exactly they're going to be moving forward with, beyond the fact that there are about 275 American personnel who are going to be on the ground in Iraq to help relocate embassy personnel, as well as a possible 100 more members of special operations to try to train and assist the Iraqi army.
Yeah, so that's happening. We know that's taking precedent, but in between there were some other things, as happens, as you know, in these news cycles. One thing gets cycled in, another thing comes out, and so much focus is on Iraq. But what, if we roll back and look at some other things that are going on, what's happening as far as what's going on in the Ukraine and Putin? It's like that whole thing just got dropped.
You know, it certainly did. You know, I primarily cover Capitol Hill, so as a result, most of my days are spent sort of covering the news story of the day in terms of foreign policy and what members of Congress are talking about. The Ukraine situation, of course, is not solved. You know, our UN correspondent Luke Vargas has quite a bit on that. But nevertheless, it seems to have sort of disappeared from the American radar in favor of this new sort of media crisis, which to a lot of Americans seems to pose more of an immediate psychological need, considering how long the U.S. had really been invested in Iraq.
Yeah. I'm going to bounce around for a quick second. Benghazi, and there was a lot of conversation about Benghazi today on the Hill. What was that about?
Well, today the U.S. announced that they had apprehended the first suspect in the Benghazi attacks. This is Ahmed Katala, who is apparently not a member of al-Qaeda, as a lot of people had initially sort of believed prior to this. And it's, in fact, just sort of a local Islamist militant who has been imprisoned for quite a while by the Gaddafi government due to his extremist views, and was apparently seen near the scene of the Benghazi attack, sort of ordering people, sort of directing, you know, the attack from afar, before he was captured on a security camera entering the compound on a truck after the attack had been well underway. So, you know, this is pretty interesting. We're getting sort of a New York Times report about this. One of the things that he apparently said to some locals was that he was inspired by a video that was made by the West, which was quite likely the anti-Islamic video that the administration initially pointed to. So it looks like there may, in fact, have been some truth to that much-derided claim from the Obama administration.
Mm. In the meantime, one last one, bouncing around, like I said we were going to do, and kind of scattershoot here a little bit. Another thing that came out is the CBO is saying that there was absolutely no change in the Obamacare estimates. So they say they're sticking to their original estimates for cost savings anyway. That's pretty big news.
No, it certainly is, and that's relatively good information depending on how you choose to look at it from a political perspective. this, of course, follows up on some initial reports that the CBO was not going to be able to calculate some certain aspects of the bill since it was sort of an ever-changing thing. But going back to your original assessments are, of course, a pretty stable development for the administration, especially considering there have been quite a few people on the right who have been worrying that the sky will be falling once a lot of these implementations really take place.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
On the U.S. consulate in that conversation from D.C., Ahmed Abakatala is who we're talking about, really like a ghost, just an enigma since he first came out as maybe the ringleader in this whole Benghazi terror attack. I mean, finally, how many years afterwards, 2012, and here we are almost at September, a couple of months, we'll hit September 11th again. So finally, at least there's some movement in this. But you've got Republicans, in fact, two that are going to be future guests here on America Tonight, Senator John McCain and also Senator Lindsey Graham, who are saying, listen, this guy needs to be held, this Benghazi mastermind needs to be held at Gitmo. Are you kidding? Obama wants to close Guantanamo. There is no chance that Katala is headed back to the United States. I mean, that's not happening, at least not right now. However, the cool thing is, I mean, this is what they want to happen. The cool thing is one, that our forces captured him, finally, because there has been massive behind-the-scenes movement on this. I had a source in the Pentagon, and we've been talking about why isn't anybody being held accountable for this? Can't they uncover somebody? Are they that elusive? Has it been this long? And finally, he emerges. But as Justin said, no connection to al-Qaeda, as was originally suspected. So captured Sunday in Libya, just south of Benghazi. And this was a U.S. military deal. This was their op. Now he faces prosecution. Eventually, he's headed back to the United States. But in heading back to the United States, not to Cuba, not to Guantanamo. So there's a big push to have that happen instead. And you remember, this is one of the things that we've talked about a lot. The trial situation and the closing of Guantanamo and the moving prisoners to the United States and where they'd be housed and all that sort of stuff. The great thing in this is, I mean, he certainly was, they supposedly, from what I've been told, have a mountain of evidence. There, if you remember, in the raid, there weren't any civilians casualties in the raid. So the suspect in custody, they say, at a secure location outside of Libya. It's Technology Tuesday. Oh, we got a good one for you this time coming up in our third segment. But next, some odds and ends here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Sound of those double tornadoes that tore through Nebraska. A couple of towns hit really hard. Pilger was one of them. Very small town. I mentioned this in our previous show that when I first got out of college, the first stop I made was Kearney, Nebraska. The people there are salt of the earth, let me tell you. And there's so many small towns like that in the great state of Nebraska. And these two twin tornadoes, such a rarity, just spun through on Monday night, wiped out the business district, obliterated, they say, the fire station, 50 houses, boom, splat, just rubble, that's it. But it's the human life that we care about, right? A house can be rebuilt, you can bring a community back together, but burying people because of tornadoes and Mother Nature is awful. So the two people who died during the storm, another thing you hate to hear, a five-year-old. And the second death, they say, was a traffic accident that was probably related to the weather. A place that I spent some time in, Norfolk, the hospital there is handling a lot of people. They say 16 people were critically injured in that storm. We talked about that. And so they were just completely slammed. It was too close to call, apparently. And before you know it, all of a sudden, there was this risk of severe weather, but all of a sudden, these giant twin tornadoes pounded down in Nebraska. Not the only place cleaning up, though. In Wisconsin, they had a line of thunderstorms the next day. that pushed out or spawned is a better word to use, a bunch of twisters that rolled through, and the town of Madison was hit pretty hard. The mayor there said about 25 houses were damaged by the storm. They think it's at least $10 million in damages. But I think the Nebraska deal with the giant twin twisters, and you see the cars. It's so strange. And you see the cars just driving, and you see the giant. Now, this is radio, so we let you hear what it sounded like. You see the giant twisters barreling down, and there's people driving toward them. And maybe to get through it, to get home, to see a glimpse of it, you know, I don't know. But what a terrible, terrible situation there as they try to piece things together. All right, as we roll through here on America Tonight, a couple of reminders. One, you know, we were talking about World Cup and how exciting that was Monday in the opener and the huge win, the 2-1 win over Ghana. And Matt Johnson put together this awesome piece. And we put the piece on the website because a lot of people were asking me about it. So if you go to AmericaTonight.net, which, by the way, all roads lead to the website, of course. So if you go there and you click on what you missed under features, you can play it. You'll see it there. And listen to it. It'll get you so pumped up for this next game against Portugal on Sunday. I know we'll be watching it. And of course, we'll recap it for you on our Sunday night show. So check out AmericaTonight.net. It is Technology Tuesday, as I mentioned. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to Tom Hill about a very scary thing. What's happening, or technology-wise, to protect, what can you do to protect the most important digits in your life? You know, we're not talking about your phone digits. People freak out when they move. Someone like me has moved 10 different times, and they don't want the same area. Because we're not talking about the digits in the phone. We're talking about the bigger digits, the ones that are attached to you from the second you're born, your Social Security number. And what happens when that's ripped off, and what can you possibly expect in the future to do to keep that from happening? Because anyone who has had those digits stolen, you know how difficult it is to go through the process of proving you are you. It is a nightmare. And did you ever try to unravel a nightmare? How much time do you have on your hands? So Tom Hill's going to join us in our next segment. And then next hour, Technology Tuesday, Audie Apple talking about what can you do to make sure you're getting the right financial advice. In other words, how can you measure that? It's such an invisible number. And there is a way you can do that with a piece of software. You can compare what advice you're getting to reams of data so that if you feel like your broker is leading you down the wrong path, something seems a little off, you're not sure, what's happening? Because, you know, you're standing at the craps table, let's face it, with a 401k and anything related to stocks. So how do you know when you're getting a bad beat? Audie Apple is going to tell us a way that you can check that out. That's Technology Tuesday next hour. In the meantime, some of the other odds and ends that are happening that might have gone off on your radar is what we've been talking about now, actually for seems like a couple of weeks. We've talked about this from day one on America Tonight 6 years ago, the problem with illegal immigration, and how many times have we heard about let's build a wall, let's secure the borders, let's beef up the border patrol, let's do the same things we're doing over and over again. And now we have all of these kids, a lot of these kids that are coming in from Central America, and what a sad deal that is. It's inhumane because you're seeing that some kids are going to start ending up dead, frankly, because they walk away from the bus stations, they don't know where they're going, a lot don't speak English, they've been ripped off their families by coyotes who carry them across for like $1,000. And this situation is so out of control with no pause button, with no great solution. The busing thing isn't really working. Then putting people back on planes and taking them back to their home countries. And what you have is it's like a basis full of misfits. And also you have detention centers filled with kids who are scared, who don't know what's going to happen, who aren't fluent in English, And even with translators, there's too many people to process. I mean, this is the worst nightmare you can imagine. The Border Patrol, Sheriff Joe said it best. He said the Border Patrol is too busy to go after half the people that they would have to go after because they're changing diapers, which isn't a joke. It's the truth. So I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're in between. I don't care what you claim as your party or politics. This is just unacceptable because we're now talking about the humanity. Notice I was saying with the twisters, you can rebuild houses. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it's terrible with the businesses. You can rebuild all of that. You can't bring people back to life. It's the same thing here. What kind of country are we if we allow kids to ultimately end up face dead in the dirt because we couldn't get to them fast enough? Somebody else, some predator, got to them because they didn't know where they were going. And there's no end in sight to this. So there's no solution. There's no funnel. There's no, this is the process. This is what we're doing. You knew this was inevitable. Once this whole thing kicked in, there wasn't a script. There wasn't a way to at least 90-some percent make sure that this process was fluid, that there was a way to process anyone that came over. I laugh when I say that because there wasn't a process before. But now you're talking about kids. And I'd have a tough time, boy, if I was a Border Patrol agent, watching 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds be jammed into buses. Or I guess I would feel safer if they were in the detention center, which is what's happening. They're staying in these holding cells in these areas. And that number, they said initially was 47,000. I talked to someone from the Border Patrol today who didn't want to go on the air, but we're still trying to work on that. But 47,000 is the number they're throwing out. He says the number's more. And it is mostly Central American children who have been caught in this net. They cross the Mexican border into Texas especially. And that's been happening for a while. In Texas, they're overwhelmed. They can't process all of these kids. Just within the last week, he told me there's been more than 1,500. See, they keep small, even smaller numbers. They're saying like 1,000 or whatever. He says it's more than that. And when they come over, what they're doing is they're being transferred to a warehouse in Nogales, Arizona, where they're being processed. Now they're starting to do that before being sent to shelters in a whole bunch of other states. And then they're hoping reunited with the family. But it's a crapshoot as to whether they're going to make it all the way through that. On the flip side, Tom Hill and what's going to happen with your Social Security numbers, maybe if you're not careful. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend. to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Here on America Tonight, because I know that this affects so many of us. What an epidemic we have in this country and elsewhere, frankly, where people are listening to us when it comes to identity theft. I'm sure most of you know at least one person that has been the victim of identity theft. In my life, I know three people that just recently were victimized in a very bad way. Bloomberg Business Week recently reported that as many as one, check this out, the statistic, one in three Americans have been victims of identity theft or financial fraud. Frightening. So how much money is going down the tubes? What if I told you $24.7 billion? That's in 2012. Who knows what it is if we were to add everything up to today. That's how much identity theft cost Americans. Unbelievable. And the Social Security Administration, because this is what happened to the three people close to me, it was their Social Security numbers. They do very little to protect the integrity of the most important number that we carry around. So people keep talking about smart cards, but that's not really working. There's got to be another answer. That's why I'm so jacked about our next guest. Our next guest on this subject is in our virtual green room, Tom Hill. He was the former head of R&D for EDS and then became the director of the HP EDS Fellows of Distinguished Engineering. In his positions, he's seen a lot of ideas, certainly I can imagine, probably hundreds a week. One idea, a real tangible solution to the identity theft epidemic, caught his attention, and that's why we thought it'd be fun to bring him on the show. Tom, thanks for popping on ATM. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Before we jump into the solution, in your opinion, with everything that you've done in your background and what you've seen, what do you think it is that is the root cause of identity theft, the epidemic that we're seeing in this country?
I think it's probably, it's kind of a disjointed process, and the process of obtaining a Social Security number and then verifying when you're at a point-of-sale device, making sure you are who you say you are. And it's just, it's very disjointed, and it needs a system to put it together.
Yeah. I said that smart cards, I didn't think were the answer, because I know people that went that route, and it still didn't protect them. So if smart cards aren't the solution, tell us what the solution is.
Well, I believe it's an identity authentication system. And this is a system, I don't know if you're familiar with the TSA PreCheck. Have you gone through that yet, or...
Yes.
Okay. There, as part of the TSA PreCheck, there is a registration procedure that takes about 10 minutes. You give a photo of yourself, passport. You give your Social Security number. You give fingerprints, etc. And that's part of a registration procedure. The real thing that should happen would be that you would have to do this same sort of thing when you obtain a Social Security number. Then the second part of the system would be to use that database of this information at the point of sale. In other words, every time you need to prove you are who you say you are. So it's a process, and it has to be thought of as a process. It's you can't just take a little piece of it like the smart cards do.
Right, because it's like a blanket. It just covers the whole enchilada, right?
That's right, and it's our founder spent some time in prison and developed this thing, and he brought it to me, back in 2006, and he's had it pretty well verified because he had quite a bit of time to come up with this process.
And so, as you said, he spent some time, he was an identity thief, right? So he spent some time in prison. Obviously, he must have talked to other people, because that's where you could certainly get a lot of research done. And he must have come to you, I'm assuming, because you're an engineer, so you have the background in research and development, as I mentioned at the top in your intro. So did you take the ball, then decide, wow, this is a great idea, and I'm going to further this?
Yes, I had to do some encouraging. I encouraged him to apply for a patent to make sure no one would take his idea. Then we had some pretty good specialists in EDS and HP look at the concept and make sure it was a good one. The main thing about any new invention is you want to make sure that it solves a real world problem, and this does just that.
Yeah, and you heard me mention at the top, I mean, there's all kinds of statistics. I think it's probably even more than the $24.7 billion now at this point, and people are so concerned about it. When you say 1 in 3, that's a staggering number. So you mentioned it. How does the identity authentication system work?
Well, it works in the ideal situation, at the point in time that you obtain your Social Security number, and one of the kind of the main precepts is that our founder looked at the Social Security number as being an asset of the federal government, and we're really not protecting that number very well. In other words, you have to go through more procedures to get a TSA PreCheck number than to get a Social Security number. So that would be the right place to do it, but there's other places that you could go through the registration procedure. So it's registration. Get some information about the physical person so that you could, at the point of sale or at the point of authentication, that's the point in time that you'd want to make sure that this person is who they say they are.
Yeah, and we have people listening, by the way, all over the country, and I'm sure some of you listening in those nooks and crannies have been through that TSA pre-check, and I mentioned that I went through it. It was worth it. It's been just a breeze since I did that, and I actually did it because of the friends that I mentioned who had had problems with Social Security numbers and being ripped off and crazy things that happened with taxes and whatnot. So I'm curious, out there, people listening, give me a call if you've done that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What are some of the hurdles to the identity authentication system that getting it implemented and making this thing really explode to protect really our greatest asset?
And I think probably the primary hurdle is people are still somewhat concerned about privacy, and it's the idea that you would have this on a database, this information. But the same thing is true of the, the credit card chips, that you would have it actually on the chip in the credit card. So I really think the privacy issue, I know my grandson and my daughters, they really don't care much about privacy anymore. And I think that may be kind of an old person's view nowadays. So it's coming. I think the privacy ship has probably really sailed, and it's not that big of a concern. I think we're more concerned about our identity being taken away than privacy.
Yeah, because we've had plenty of people, by the way, Tom, who have called the show. We have a caller, she's terrific, named Izzy in Missouri, and she had that happen and said it was unbelievable how she had to try to prove her identity. And that's the key thing, because it's not like you make a phone call and say, listen, here's my birth certificate, here's this, here's that. The process of unraveling that is an incredible headache, isn't it?
No, it's a nightmare. I've had several friends that these are engineers and computer scientists that really should know better, but it's taking over all types. So the identity authentication system, I think, if we can really get this implemented, it's going to save us an awful lot of time and aggravation and save us some money.
Yeah, do you see this? So if this were to be adopted across the board in the U.S., well, let's just take the U.S., but so let's say it's just adopted across the board in America for identity thieves, this pretty much could shut them down, at least when it comes to ripping off identities, Social Security numbers, making big purchases, that kind of thing, right?
I think so. I think it will be, the implementation will probably be with the registration. And then at the point of sale of maybe high dollar sales, but eventually it's going to go down to even the lowest cost items on your credit card. So,
yeah, I read something somewhere, Tom. It's interesting, talking about the Social Security numbers, where the people were in Russia and they were getting lists of Social Security numbers, because we've had a lot of our private information, whether through colleges or organizations, has been dumped out there with our Social Security numbers attached to it. So that's already has happened, some of those blunders, and a lot of those numbers were ripped off, and that was part of that road to ripping off identities, and then the big scare over that, which is probably why everybody, the whole privacy thing, but not realizing it really is those Social Security numbers that you need to protect, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the real problem is we haven't closed the loop. In other words, we issue Social Security numbers, but then we never verify at the point of sale or at the point that we need to identify ourselves. We never verify that the person that's presenting this is indeed the true person that owns the Social Security number.
Yeah.
So, thieves are aware of this, and they know that these are never going to be identified.
Yep. All right, identity authentication system, interesting stuff, Technology Tuesday. If you've had your identity ripped off, like I mentioned Izzy earlier, call us. Let's talk about it, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Tom Hill, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, happy to do it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On this hour of America Tonight, it's interesting in talking about Social Security numbers, and I know now several people who have had that problem, as I mentioned to Tom Hill, where their numbers have been stolen in a couple of different ways, and what a hassle it is, it's been to unravel the mystery. And, you know, you're screaming at the top of your lungs, I did not purchase this, I didn't use this, I didn't do that, and you're fighting, like you're swimming against the current. It takes a long time sometimes to get all of that straight. We know identity theft is a huge problem, and that statistic is crazy, the Bloomberg statistic. One out of every three Americans. Are you kidding? So what are your odds? Not too good, right? And we have this tendency, because we're all so slammed, to just bury our heads in the sand and say, well, you know, I'm fine. It's not happening now. But then when it happens to you, that's when you explode, because you want to know why something hasn't been done. And it is surprising more federally hasn't actually been done. So the whole identification process thing, the authenticity deal, it's nothing with the, when you do it with the TSA once you have it done, because it means you can bypass all the nonsense at the airport. But there's two schools of thought. I mean, how much, a lot of people don't want to give up too much information because they have that whole privacy thing. And then on the other hand, you say, well, it's already out there. If I have the choice of protecting the numbers versus the other, which am I choosing? And I think that's going to swing in that other direction where it's going to be so vital to have those numbers protected that you wouldn't, there's just no way you would risk it, because what happens is the mystery of unraveling, like I said, everything that's happened as a result of somebody having your numbers and filing under your Social Security numbers, for example, taxes, getting some huge refund, and then you're told, well, you've already filed. Ooh, boy, oh, boy. That's just one example, by the way. All right, as we skid to the finish line, Hillary Clinton is making some news, and I think we're going to hear a lot more from Hillary Clinton because she's pumping a book. And in doing that, she's giving more interviews, and her name is out there a lot more. Not that it hasn't always been, but it's more about the opinions of Hillary Clinton. And she did a town hall meeting on Tuesday. She did the whole CNN town hall meeting thing. And she did what you do when you decide you're running for president or you're running for an office. So it was an hour-long interview with Christiane Amanpour and a studio audience at the Newseum in Washington, D.C., and she was asked all kinds of things. She talked about guns. They asked her about guns, also the whole marijuana thing, and she was, pro-marijuana, although afterwards she said some of that was misconstrued. So Benghazi. Now we finally have somebody, the mastermind, we think, and a suspect in this whole deal who could be even put to death for the Benghazi attacks. Since leaving the State Department, this has dogged her. It's been the thing that's been talked about the most around Clinton, and anybody running against her is going to see this as her Achilles heel. But on Tuesday, she said she was very pleased that Special Forces had captured Abu Qatala and, the militia leader who is supposedly the mastermind. So she was thrilled that happened, because how horrific was that to see a lifelong public servant, the ambassador Chris Stevens, be slaughtered the way he was, and three others. So her comments lined up with what she said before, saying that, you know, of course, I'm still looking for answers. She says it was a confusing and difficult time. There's a lot we don't know, who was behind the attack, blah, 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 the motivation. She said Benghazi was her biggest regret from her time at State, and that the decisions of the day were made on imperfect information. Now that's what that's been called, imperfect information. It's still going to be a big thorn in her side. Then the other thing that was brought up was this deportation. I talked about how horrible it is. I did plenty of rides with the Border Patrol. And if there's one thing that on America Tonight we've talked about that I, over the years, have gathered a lot of information on and tried to know everything I could possibly know about, it certainly was immigration and health care reform. So she talked about deportation, and she came out in support of immigration reform, bashed any opposition to it, saying that people who aren't for that don't seem to understand one of the most important attributes is that we're still a nation of immigrants. But there's a difference here. There is legal immigration. You think of what people went through. If you ever have a chance and you go to New York, put this on your list, go to Ellis Island and hear the stories, and you see what people went through to get processed and to become an American and to go through Ellis Island or to go through other channels, and how hard it was back in the day, but how incredible it was for them once they were processed, feeling like they were an American, even if they had a rough road in front of them because they had landed in the world of liberty to them and opportunity. So her answer with the deportation thing, I'm sure will ruffle a few feathers. She said, this is a quote, "We have to understand the difficulty that President Obama finds himself in because there are laws that impose certain obligations on him." This was in response to somebody who questioned, who called Obama the deporter in chief. And, you know, she was pressed about the kids fleeing from Central American countries and crossing the southern border and what a major humanitarian crisis this is. And she said that they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who the responsible adults and their families are, because there are concerns whether all of them should be sent back. But I think all of them who can should be reunited with their family. So those kind of one on both sides of this, and then talked about the problem. You know, your kid gets across the border. That doesn't mean that they get to stay. And that's the problem. All these advertisements that have been out there in the Mexican newspapers and in Central America, it's just a mass exodus, thinking, oh, if I can just get across, then I'm going to be saved. And then the marijuana comment saying that she was positively against decriminalizing in 2007 marijuana. She said, I don't think we should decriminalize it at the time. Now she's saying on recreational, you know, states are the laboratories of democracy. We have at least two states that are experimenting with that right now. I want to wait and see what the evidence is what she's saying. And she said, we haven't done enough research yet on medical marijuana questions, but there should be availability of marijuana under appropriate circumstances. Appropriate circumstances. So what are the appropriate circumstances? And then I love this question. Marijuana, the marijuana question of smoking pot herself. Clinton said, I didn't do it when I was young. I'm not going to start that now. I just made, you know, just laughed about that issue. Because if you look at the CNN ORC poll that just was done a couple of months ago on marijuana, 55% of those questioned nationally said pot should be made legal, 44% disagreeing. It's interesting, if you go back to the 90s, think about that whole war on drugs and all that. In 1987, only 16% of Americans backed legalization. Now we're up to 55%. That number has massively, massively jumped. And a lot of law enforcement supports that idea, saying that it would free up the court systems and it would also allow many of the police officers who are chasing down little offenders, it would give them more leeway to go after the true bad guys, for what it's worth. We're certainly not going to settle the marijuana conflict, I think, even through the next election. I think it rages on for probably the rest of the decade, but it'll look different when we get to the end of the decade, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.